commentary submitted by Ron Galata to the Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality. At last, the corporate media is forced to discuss the economy. The agenda of the Republican Party was to contend that this election is only about personalities. In fact, Sarah Palin specifically stated this election is between personalities, not program. But the economy has collapsed. Having lost their jobs over the last 8 years, workers are now losing their homes. And what does the Bush-led Republican Party propose? The same plan Herbert Hoover pushed through in 1931, a plan that enriched the bankers but failed to address the Depression. The media has to make these issues complicated so that the experts, like Henry Paulson, can rob working-class taxpayers. Progressives must clarify the issues and demand relief for workers. For instance, if business wants to get liquidity in the financial system, all they have to do is to use this $700 billion to pay off all mortgages less than $200,000 and all student loans under $100,000. The actual cost would probably not be over $200 billion. That would leave workers in their houses, which would stop the downward spiral of housing prices. It would leave cash in the hands of workers who can then begin to circulate the money, creating jobs and value. By paying off student loans, it would eliminate the mortgage on our youth's minds, leaving them free to provide services to working-class neighborhoods. The economy would start cooking again. Plus, it would avoid giving the money to crooks who caused this mess. Finally, we could impose rigid controls on the financial system, which would be benefiting from this influx of cash. But given their past history, we have to control their greed and corruption. These are not complicated issues. The problem is that those people in power, combined with agents within the working class, do not want working people's lives to be empowered. I say the opposite. I say all power to the people. I invite you to visit my website, theroadtohellonline.com. Thank you.